Good afternoon, and a good Erev Shabbos Kodesh. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. We made it through another week, and Shabbos is, thank God, almost here. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. Please note that going forward, that the deadline to submit a sponsorship is 5 p.m. the day before the call. Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, the deadline is at midnight. All times are Eastern Daylight Time. Donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger, ou.org/hunger, and every penny is really making a difference. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Adam Starr, Morad Asra of Congregation Or HaTorah in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Starr reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's chapter 20, 27, and 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Starr will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Starr to please recite the perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and in English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following Tehillim, Rabbi Starr will be reciting the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those who are sick. Rabbi Starr will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the name of all of those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. The Mishaberach will be followed by Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for Sunday's phone call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Starr.
Thank you, Naftali, and the Orthodox Union for gathering Klal Yisrael together for words of Torah and Tefillah during this communal Eis Tzara time of distress. Even amidst all the challenges with the coronavirus that we are facing, Jewish homes throughout the world are focused on getting rid of our chametz in order to be able to observe a chag kasher v'sameach. We often only associate chametz with Pesach. However, we see in the Torah, in this week's parasha, Parashat Tzav, that in the Mikdash, in the temple, chametz was a year-round prohibition. As the Torah tells us in this parasha, lo teyafeh chametz, that the mincha offering, the flour offering, was forbidden to be made of chametz, but rather must be matzah. This leads us to a fascinating understanding as to why we not only eat matzah on Pesach, which reminds us how we rushed out of Egypt without having giving time for the dough to rise, but why we are also prohibited from having any chametz in our homes, in our possessions, throughout chametz. We rid our homes of chametz because on Pesach, our homes actually become a mikdash, a place of sanctity and sanctuary. Unlike other korbanot, the offering that was eaten on Pesach, the korban Pesach, is specifically eaten in the home and not the Beit HaMikdash, surrounded by friends and family. As we're told, se lebeit avot, se labayit. The Paschal lamb was specifically designated for the home and for the family. So on Pesach, by ridding our homes from chametz, we learned that during this time period, that our homes themselves, where we dwell day in, day out, must be places of kedushah, of sanctity, no different than the temple, than the mikdash. This year, that message is especially clear. Our normal mikomot hakadoshim, our normal holy places, our shuls, and our yeshivot are closed. But we still have our homes. In fact, the bedrock of Jewish life has always been the home. That's when we pass down our glorious tradition, our Mesorah, from generation to generation, from parent to child, which is symbolized most greatly at the Pesach Seder, Yigata Levincha, when we tell our story, our national story, from one generation to the next. During these desperate and difficult times, our homes have now become our shuls, our schools, our batei midrash. Our homes are a place where we daven for tefillah. Those are a place where we learn Torah, a place where chesed should emanate from. And of course, shalom bayit. They are now our mikdash. That is a small silver lining during this difficult time, that we're able to truly take the message of Pesach to elevate our homes to places emanating with Kedusha. One final thought. At the end of the Pesach Seder, we sing the beautiful song of hope for redemption. Kel b'nei beitcha bekarov. Hashem, build your home speedily and soon. Now more than ever, as we are stuck in our homes, even amidst the opportunity we have to sanctify our homes, we yearn to return to your home, first to our shuls, but even more significantly, we ask God, in the merits of the elevation that we've done for our homes as places of Kedusha, that we should soon see the building of the ultimate home that we all share, of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, in good health for Klal Yisrael and the world, with blessings for Fua Shalema to all. We'll now recite the Tehillim. We'll begin with Psalm 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara. Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha ve'olatcha yidashna tzela. Yitain lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzatcha yimalei. Niranana bishuatecha uvishen Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol nishalotecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yanehu mishmei kodsho, bigvurot yesha yemino. Eilev arechev
ve'ele basusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Heima karu v'nafalu, ve'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu, Biyom Koreinu. Now Tilim Chav Zayin, Psalm 27. The David Adonai Ori Yishi Mimi Ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad. Bikrov alai mireim le'echol, et bisari tzarai v'oivai li. Hema chashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi, im takum alai melchama. Bizot ani boteach. Achat sha'alti me'et Adonai, Ota avakesh, shifti bevet Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachazot benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Kitzbineini bisuko biyom yira'a, yastireini, beseter o'alo, bitzur yirom imeni, vata yarum, Roshi al oivai sivotai, bezdecha beholo zivche tirua, ashira vazamra ladonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneni v'aneni. V'cha amar libi bakshu panai, et panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, Al tat be'af avdecha ezrati, hayita al tikcheni, ve'al tazveni Elohe yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai yaseni. Horeni Adonai darkecha, unecheni b'orech mishor, v'man shorirai. Al titneni b'nefesh sarai, ki kamuvi edei sheker. Bifeach Hamas. Lule Hamanti lerot bituva Adonai beret chayim. Kavei Adonai chazak v'yameitzi becha. Bekavei el Adonai. Tilim Kuflamid, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalot mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shima bikoli, tiena oznecha kashuvot, lekol tachanunai. Im avonot ishmorya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Kimcha slicha, leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivta napshi, vilidvaro hochalti, napshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai chesed, rabbi mochidut, V'hu yiftet Yisrael mikol avonotah. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael. Hanetunim batzara, batzara ugashivya, haomdim bein bayam, uvein bayabasha. Hamakom irachem, irachem aleihem, yotziem, mitzara lishir.
We'll now recite Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer, the tefillah on behalf of all those many who are in need of healing at this time. I will pause for a few moments to allow people to insert the names of the particular Choli. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Al-Shevi Aron Zavri Shlomo V'Motinu Sarzka Rachel V'Leya V'Barech V'Ratei Etacholim Etacholot. Bavur Shanach Nodrim Staka Bavra Mikbalim Bavra Bishaja Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Malei Amachalim Malei Rapot Amachazik Malchiyot Amishlach Lachem Mehera Rufua Shalem Amin Hashamayim Mecholei Barim Mecholei Gidei Mitoch Shach LeYisrael Rufua Tanefesh Rufua Taguf Hashtava Galav Izman Kariv Inomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Starr. An idea from one of our wonderful call participants, Nissan Zucker. Although there isn't a call on Shabbos, perhaps we can still set aside the time at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow on Shabbos to say these three chapters of Tehillim. Even though we are apart, we can still say them together. Thank you, Nissan, for this fantastic idea. As we prepare for Shabbos, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Ribono Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yitzi Ganak of the Riverdale Jewish Center in Riverdale, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe Shabbos.